你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。感谢神，我们来祷告。
Praise the Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来寻找，来拯救我们。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to seek us and to save us.
感谢主耶稣基督，如今在天上为我们预备地方。
I thank you, Lord Jesus, and prepare a place for us in heaven.
主耶稣基督有一天还要来接我们这些信靠他的人回到我们在天上的家乡。
And one day, O Lord Jesus will come again to receive us who trust in him to go back to the heavenly home.
感谢主耶稣基督给我们这样宝贵的应许。
Thank of the Lord Jesus give us such a precious promise.
让我们在地上，在这个世界当中，我们不再忧愁。
So that while we are still in this world, and we will no longer be troubled in our hearts.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣在临上十字架的最后晚餐上面，就是告诉他的门徒，他要离开他们。
At the Last Supper before Lord Jesus' crucifixion, he told his disciples that he will leave them.
而且主耶稣告诉他的门徒，他要被钉死在十字架上。
And he also told his disciples that he will be crucified on the cross.
主耶稣甚至告诉他的门徒，你们当中有一个要出卖我。
He even told his disciples that one of them would betray him.
所以听到耶稣讲这样的话，门徒们非常的忧伤。
After hearing Jesus.What he said that the disciples were very troubled in their hearts.
然后耶稣对门徒说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
And Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled."
让人的心里不要忧愁，这是一个非常非常高的要求。
Let the people's heart not be troubled. This is a very high standard for people.
不仅仅是对当时的那些门徒来说，这是几乎不可能做到。他怎么可能不忧愁呢？耶稣就马上要离开他们，钉死在十字架上。他们当中还有一个叛徒。
Not only for the disciples at that time, do not worry. It's almost seems to be an impossible task because at that time the Lord Jesus will leave them and one of them will betray him.
那么事实上，对所有的人来说，让我们不要忧愁。这真是太难太难了，我们怎么能做到不忧愁呢？
And actually for all of us, do not worry is a very hard thing for us to do. And how can we not worry?
伟大的苏格兰诗人罗伯特·伯恩他曾经说人生来就是忧愁。
The great Scotland poet Robert Burns has ever said, man is made to mourn.
那么因为他是差不多200多年前快300年前的人，所以他用那个很古老的英文。那么这个古老英文用今天这个的意思更准确的说，就是说人生来就是忧愁。
And because he lived two or three hundred years ago, so he used very old English, and in today's expression it said man is born to mourn.
那么这个罗伯特·伯恩呢？可能有些人不熟悉，但他写的那首歌那就无人不知、无人不晓了，就是《离歌》，或者说是《友谊》，《地久天长》。
You may not know Robert Burns, but you might be very familiar with the song he has written, "All Lang Syne."
那个，因为很多这个高中生毕业啊，都会唱这个歌啊。就是友谊地久天长啊，就是这个罗伯特伯恩写，但他事实上他也说过一句非常著名的话，就我们刚才提到，人生来就是忧愁。
And some high school graduates, and when they depart each other, they sing that song all alongside. And actually, Robert Burns has ever written a famous word, "Man is made to mourn."
圣经中的雅各总结自己的一生是又少又苦啊。
And Jacob in the Bible summarized his life as my years have been few and difficult.
所罗门王说啊，人的一生就是虚空的虚空。
And King Solomon said life is but vanity of vanities.
摩西就说人的一生就是一声叹息。
Moses said life is but a sigh.
在约伯记说人生在世必遭患难，如同火星飞溅。
The book of Job says that man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
就是这就是人生，就是很苦的，就是忧愁的。所以耶稣让人不要忧愁，这真的是太难太难了。
That is life. Life is bitter. Life is trouble. And so, do not worry is a very hard request.
那么有些人说，哎呀，我看有些人就是很乐观呐。所谓的乐天派啊，他们总是笑嘻嘻的，好像总不发愁的样子。
Some people argue that some people are born to be optimistic and they always have smile on their faces. They do not need to worry.
啊，我以前就看到一个小故事啊，就是有一个人他去看医生。
I've ever read a story that a man went to see a doctor.
他觉得哎呀，我太忧愁了，我觉得什么都没有。意思什么都没有兴趣，哎呀，我活不下去了，活太累了。
He said that I'm so depressed, I'm so troubled, and nothing is meaningful, and I cannot live on.
然后这个医生就可以说，哎，那你可以去我们这个城里啊，新来了一个马戏团，你去看那个马戏团那个小丑的表演，你去看一次，你肯定就高兴了，你就会觉得，哎呀，生活好有乐趣啊。
And the doctor suggested him to go to the town to see the circus, the performance of the clown was coming to town recently. And if you watch the performance of the clown, and you will be very happy, and you'll feel that life is beautiful.
后来那个病人一听医生讲这个话，他就无奈地说：“他说我就是那个小丑啊。”
And the patient heard what the doctor said, and he shook his head and said, that "I'm that clown."
这个世界上真的有人不忧愁吗？
Is there anyone in this world that do not worry?
我很喜欢的一个艺人呐、啊，他非常的幽默，他总是让人很开心。
One of my favorite artists, and he is very humorous and always bring laughter to others.
他就是个艺人，他谈不上艺术家，但他是一个很好的创作歌手，他写歌啊。
And he's a singer, and he's also a songwriter.
好，他写一句歌啊，写一首歌，里面有一句歌词就是“为了不哭，大声笑。”
And one of his lyric goes that, laugh out loud in order not to cry.
后来，就是他说，哎呀，这个歌就是他的一个心声呐，对不对？你别看我每天笑嘻嘻的，给大家带去欢乐，但是我是为了不哭啊，我大声笑。
He said that this lyric is what he thought in his heart, and every day he brings laughter to others in order not to cry.
德国哲学家叔本华说，人太痛苦了，所以人不得不发明笑来麻痹自己。
The German philosopher Schopenhauer has ever said that life, a man, is too painful, and so.They have to invent laughter to comfort themselves.
那么人家问叔本华，你说人生是什么？他说，人活着就是刑罚，就是受刑。
And people ask him what is life? He said, life is a punishment.
啊，其实这种思想不仅仅是在这个西方哲学啊，就是近代的西方哲学，其实在中国东方哲学当中。早都是有这种思想，不过说的话比叔本华那就是更加生动多了。
And this kind of thought not only exist in the Western culture, and it's also popular in the Eastern culture, and they use a more vivid expression,
就是活受罪啊。
It's the living death, living to suffer.
就是东西方都是这样，就是忧愁，充满了忧愁，就是活着就是受罚、受苦、受罪。
So whether in the West or in the East, life is full of trouble and you are living to suffer.
所以耶稣让人不要忧愁，这真的是真的是很难很难，对人来说很难的一件事情。
And Jesus asks us not to worry. It is really a very difficult task.
那么事实上在耶稣的教训当中呢，他也告诉我们不要忧愁的第一个原因，就是你忧愁也没有用。
And actually Jesus have told us in his teachings that the first reason that why we should not worry is the worry is useless.
那么在路加福音十二章二十五到二十六节，你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？在这最小的事上你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？
Luke 12:25-26 says, And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest?
忧愁没有用的。
So worrying is useless.
就是一副每天就是这个满面愁容的样子，不开心的样子，能够起到什么作用呢？能够改变什么呢？只会让情形更加糟糕。
If you have sadness on your face every day, and what help it can bring, and it will only make things worse.
那么忧愁不仅仅是没有用，忧愁肯定是有极大的伤害。在箴言十七章二十二节说：“喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。”
So worrying is not only not useful; it also will bring a lot of harm to us. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones."
所以对所有的人来说，这忧上帝告诉我们，忧愁没有用，你何必还要忧愁呢？
God said to everyone that worrying is useless. Why do you have to worry?
那么，但是对于基督徒来说，忧愁更大的伤害就是让我们的主蒙羞。
And for Christians, the harm that the worrying brought is that it will bring shame to our Lord.
那么英国牧师斯布珍曾经说过：“亲爱的信徒啊，双眉紧锁是羞辱你的信仰。”
The English preacher Spurgeon has ever said, "Dear believer.Do not dishonor the Christian faith by always exhibiting a forward brow of worry."
所以这其实是这样，就是你看到一个小孩子每天都是哭哭啼啼、愁容满面的样子，你会怎么想？
And if you look at a child with cries every day and with sadness on his face every day, and what do you think?
哎呀，你说这个孩子的父母太糟糕了，孩子这个样子。
And you will think that the parents of the child is too bad, and how can this child become like this?
我就这两天我还看到一个新闻，就是有一个留学生呐，把他跟父亲之间的对话全部贴到网上。
And just recently, and I read a news that a student who comes to the states to study and post the conversations with his parents, his father with him onto the website.
然后呢，他跟他父亲之间的这个对话放到网上，他那个意思就是说，父亲给他的钱不够用。你看他在这边留学，哎呀，这个钱不敢花，那个钱不敢花，哎呀，就是吃的也差，这个各方面都差。他把这个就放到网上。
And that conversation he put on the internet, something like that his father didn't give him enough money to spend here while he was studying here, and he could not buy this and could not buy that, and he was not eating well and not that sort of thing.
那他甚至用非常这种羞辱性的话去讲他说他父亲哈。
And he even used some words of shame words to shame his father.
所以当然了，今天这个社交媒体啊，给人提供给很多年轻人小孩子提供这个非常便利的条件，就是把他的满面愁容啊，把他的这个满面的这个愁容就放到让更多人可以看见，通过社交媒体。
So today, the social media has provided very convenient ways for those children to show their sadness to everyone.
其实这就是对他父母的控诉。
And that is a complaint to his fathers, to his parents.
所以斯布登就说啊，他说：“亲爱的基督徒们呐、啊，你这个紧锁的双眉，或者说你满面的愁容，是羞辱你的信仰，或者说羞辱你的主。”
So the why the Spurgeon has ever said that dear believer, and your forward brow of worry actually brings shame to the Christian faith and to the Lord.
啊，这是。更加对基督徒来说，这是真正更加值得我们警醒的地方，就是忧愁不仅仅是关乎我自己的事，基督徒的忧愁会给我们的上帝带去羞辱的。
So that's something that needs our attention for Christians. So the worrying not only brings harm to ourselves, also brings shame to our Lord.
我们看见圣经当中一个非常非常忧愁的人，在他在极度忧愁当中他是怎样做的。
And let's look at someone in the Bible who was in great sorrow, and when he was in great sorrow, what did he do?
我给大家读一下约伯记一章十八到二十二节。
I just read you Job 1:18-22.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，为大家读一下。
Follow the screen.
他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房子倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱来报信给你。约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说，我赤身出母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。约伯那个时候处于极大的忧伤和痛苦当中。
And at that time Job was in great sorrow and in great pain.
那么在前面的经文我没有列出来，就是前面他已经失去了一切家产啊，牛羊啊，失去，到现在他的儿女全部失去了。
I didn't list the scriptures before that, and the Bible records that he has lost all his possessions, all his cattle and sheep, and all his children.
他非常非常的忧愁，非常非常痛苦。那个时候忧愁就不仅仅写在他的脸上了，他全就是撕裂衣服，剃光头，伏在地上，全身都表达出忧愁、忧伤。
And he has lost everything, and he was.In great sorrow and in great pain, and his sadness and sorrow did not only be expressed in his face, and he tore his clothes and he shaved his head, and that sorrow was expressed in his whole body.
但是他却说什么呢？在这一切的事情上面，他不敢抱怨神。
But what did he see? And in all this, Job did not complain about God.
他说他就接受。
He accepted it.
他说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there."
所以今天我们会不会忧愁？我们一定会忧愁。基督徒会不会忧愁？基督徒一定会忧愁，因为我们在世上有苦难。但是我们要思想约伯，在约伯最忧愁、最痛苦的时刻，他接受。
So, do we worry today? And yes, we worry because there's a lot of trouble in this world. But let's think about Job in his great sorrow, and he didn't complain to God.
主耶稣命令我们，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Lord Jesus gave us this command: Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
所以解决忧愁的一个方法和秘诀就是信心。
So one of the ways or the secrets to solve the troubles, solve the sorrows is your faith.
那么信神、信耶稣到底意味着什么呢？我们知道啊，信心可以战胜忧愁，信心可以战胜忧愁，但是到底是什么意思呢？怎么样运用呢？
But what does it mean by believing in God, believing in Jesus? And we say that faith can conquer the sorrows. And how can we apply this?
我们来看马可福音八章十七到二十一节，还是我给大家读一下，大家来看这个屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's read Mark 8:17-21. Just read through and just follow the screen.
马可福音八章十七节，耶稣看出来就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是这样愚顽吗？你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？我掰开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二篮。又掰开那七个饼分给四千人，他们收拾的零碎装满多少筐子呢？他们说七个。耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？在那个时候啊，门徒非常的忧愁啊，因为他们没有带饼，他没吃的，非常忧愁。
At that time, the disciples were very troubled because they do not bring food with them.
然后耶稣就提醒他们，你们忘记了吗？你们刚刚经历过的事情，耶稣怎样的用五饼二鱼的神迹喂饱五千人，接下来又行神迹喂饱七千人，还有那么多吃不完的食物留下来，你们都忘记了吗？
And so the Lord Jesus reminds those disciples about what had just happened, how Lord has used the miracle of the five loaves of bread and two fish to feed 5,000, and another miracle to feed another 7,000. Have you forgotten all those?That just happened.
所以信耶稣，信心战胜忧愁。第一个就是，你不要忘记，你不要忘记上帝曾经在你生命当中所做过的事情。
So faith can conquer the sorrows. Number one, you should forget what God has done in your life.
数算神赐给我的恩典。
Count the blessings that God has given us.
这样。你在今天你不会忧愁，你知道上帝以前这样恩待了我，他今天一定还是这样恩待我，他将来还是一定这样恩待我，神是不变的上帝。
And that's why we should not worry, because God has showed his grace to me in the past, and he will show his grace to me today, and in the future he will show the same grace to me, because God is never changing.
今天，所以我们如果被圣灵所光照，我们仔细回想一下，我相信我们在座的所有的弟兄姊妹，你一定无法否认，上帝以前是多么的恩待过我。
So today, if we are illuminated by the Holy Spirit, and we will remember that how God has showed His grace to us.
所以我今天为什么忧愁呢
？So why do we worry today?
所以在生命记，在旧约。神界的先知的口也是这样提醒以色列人，这四十年你们的衣裳没有穿破，你们的脚也没有肿，你们当心里思想耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
In the Old Testament, God also used the prophets to remind the Israelites that in the 40 years your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your feet swell, and you should know that in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you.
我是上帝的儿子，上帝管教我，但是像管教我像管教儿子一样。
I'm the son of God, and so God disciplines me, chastens me like He chastens His son.
就是我可能这段时间遇到一些困难，我可能这段时间有一些缺乏，但是神是神的管教，这是像管儿子一样，这不是像管奴隶，这不是想管囚犯，我是神的儿子。
Probably at present, I encounter some difficulties, have some shortages, but that's just the discipline from God. That's just like that God disciplines His Son.
所以我们会看见神管教旷野当中的以色列人是非常严厉，对不对？常常的管教在旷野当中的以色列人。但是即便如此，摩西提醒以色列人：你看你们四十年衣服都没破。脚都没肿，然后四十年，神用玛纳、用石头出水来养活你们，这些你们都没有看见吗？神虽然管教你们，但是神没有让你们缺乏过。
And we all know that the God has disciplined the Israelites very harshly in the Old Testament, and but through Moses, and God reminds the Israelites that for 40 years, and your garments did not wear out, and your foot did not swell, and God has been disciplining you as God has disciplined His Son.
所以，就是我们靠信心， 战胜忧愁，第一个我们要回想神曾经怎样的恩待了我，神曾经怎样怜悯了我，我们要回想。
So faith conquers the sorrows. Number one, we should recall and remember that how God have grace on us.
那么我们回到我们今天所读的约翰福音十四章的经文，我们靠信心我们战胜忧愁，我们更是展望将来天上的家乡，这是耶稣在这里提到的。
And by the scriptures we just read at the beginning, John 14, and the Lord said we should conquer faith by conquer the difficulties and sorrows by remembering the graces of the Lord, and also we look forward to the future.
所以在约翰福音十四章一到三节，主耶稣说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们回到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。耶稣讲这番话就是对门徒说，你们要信，靠信心战胜忧愁。但是这个信什么呢？就是信将来天上的家乡，耶稣为我们预备的地方，信这个。
And John 14, the three verses here, the Lord Jesus asked the disciples to overcome the sorrows by faith. And what is that faith? It's to believe that the Lord Jesus prepared a place for them, and the place is the heavenly home.
那么圣奥古斯丁说，上帝啊，你为自己而创造我们，并叫我们的心无处安歇，直到我们安歇在你里面。
St. Augustine has ever said, You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
所以我们思想，人真正的忧伤，人真正的不安，人真正的心里各种的烦乱，到底是为什么？就是为你找不到家，你找不到你的心可以安歇的地方。
So when we consider the reasons why the people are troubled, are restless in their hearts, because they could not find a true home and their home, a place to rest their soul.
那么苏轼哈，我们华人都知道，苏轼他有一句名言，在他的一个词《定风波》里面写到：“此心安处是吾乡。”
A Chinese famous poet.Su Shi has written in one of his poems, Calming the Waves, that the hometown is where the heart settles down.
那么对于我们今天这些海外华人来说，这句话非常的熟悉啊，此心安处是吾乡。
And for us Chinese here in the United States, we're all familiar with this word, the hometown is where our heart settles down.
哪里是我的家呢？哪里是我的家乡呢？我的心安的地方，我心在那个地方，哇，非常的安，非常的平安，非常安定。那这个地方就是我的家。
Where is our home? Where is our hometown? The places where our hearts can settle down, our restful is our home.
所以耶稣告诉我们，不要忧愁，不要忧愁。耶稣就告诉我们，他要为我们来预备家。我们是有家的人。
So Jesus told us not to worry, not to be troubled, because He will prepare a place, prepare a home for us. We have a home.
那么在今年的这个奥斯卡最佳电影啊，中文翻译成无依之地，它就是讲的一群流浪的人。
And this year the Oscar's best movie, The Nomadland, talks about a group of nomads.
然后呢，这些人呢，他们就开着自己的房车。就是在全美，就是到处流浪，这个地方住两天，那个地方住两天，
And these people, they just drove around the United States, in their RVs, and they stayed here 2 days, another place 2 days.
一个方面看呢，就是这些人到哪儿好像都是他们的家，无所谓，反正开着房车嘛。
On one hand, it seems that everywhere can be their place, can be their home, because they drove their RVs and they can stay anywhere.
但从另外一方面看呢，其实他到任何地方，这些人都找不到自己的家，所以他们待一段时间就必须要走。
And on the other hand, wherever they go, they couldn't find their true home, and they stay there, and they have to leave.
所以他们一直在流浪，一直在流浪。事实上，他们一直在找一个真正他们心里安宁的家园，但找不到啊。
They have been wandering around, and actually, they have been looking for a place that they can settle down, a true home, but they couldn't find it.
那这个电影呢，就是今年的最佳奥斯卡电影。那我相信引起很多人心灵的共鸣，很多人喜欢这个电影。
And this is the best movie in Oscar this year, and I believe this will arouse a lot of emotions and thoughts from a lot of people.
在这个电影一开始呢，这个女主人公她一开始在开着她自己的这个小的这个 van 里面，正好是圣诞节，她就唱一首圣诞歌啊，适合婴儿。
And at the beginning of this movie, and the heroine of this movie, and just stayed in his little van, and it was about the Christmas time, so she hums the song, "What child is this?"
这首歌就是基督徒很熟悉，是一首圣诞歌，就是讲到耶稣的降生，婴儿耶稣的降生。
This is a Christian hymn, and I believe a lot of brothers and sisters are familiar with this. Talks about the birth of Jesus Christ.
那么在影片快结束的时候呢，这个女主人公再一次又小声的哼唱这首歌，就是这首圣诞歌，适合婴儿或者如此婴儿。
At the end of this movie, and this heroine again hums the song, the Christmas hymn, "What child is this?"
所以从这里，我其实这个小细节啊，很多人都忽略了，但是可以看得到这个编剧和导演的一点心思在这个地方。
This detail could be ignored by many people, but I can tell this special design of this screenwriter or the director.
事实上，这群流浪的人呢，是我们所有人的现实的写照。自从我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，我们所有亚当夏娃的后裔，我们都是流浪的人。我们离开我们真正的家乡了。
And actually, those group of nomads are the images of many of us today. And from the fall and the sin of the Adam and Eve, and every one of us become a nomads, and we could not find our true home.
就像这个电影中反映出来的那种到处流浪的人，其实我们每个人，我们的要么就是我们到处搬家，要么就是我们灵魂一直在这个世界上到处流浪，无法找到一个真正让我们心安的家乡。
Just like reflected in this movie, in those nomads, just like most of us, and either we just move our homes here and there, we cannot find a stable home, or our souls have been wandering here and there, we cannot find a place to rest also.
每个人的人生就是得到又失去，相遇又分离，然后就是愁苦，甚至懊悔，甚至忧伤。每个人生就是这样。
And everyone's life is just like a process of gaining and losing, and encountering and separating. And everyone's life is just but sorrow.
感谢神，主耶稣告诉我们怎样战胜这个忧愁，在流浪当怎么样不忧愁？耶稣说，他为我们预备家乡。
And thank the Lord, the Lord Jesus has told us how to, how we cannot worry, and how can we overcome this worryness, and that is He has prepared a home for us.
主耶稣基督的降生，给这个世界上所有流浪的灵魂，就是所有灵魂，带来了希望。
The birth of Jesus Christ has brought hope to every wandering soul.
那么主耶稣告诉所有信靠他的人，他现在在天上为我们预备家乡，让我们这些今天还在这个世界上到处流浪的灵魂，让我们知道我们是有家的人，我们是可以回家的人。
And the Lord Jesus has told all who trust in Him that He has prepared a home for us in heaven. And for those wandering souls in this world, He has told us that He has prepared a place so that we can go home. We have a home to go.
所以，我们今天在这个世界上，真正我们不忧伤，我们不愁苦，一个真正的原因，就是耶稣告诉我们，我们不会永远这样流浪下去。我们不会永远这样分分合合、生老病死， 这样的痛苦的循环当中，我们有一天我们回到天上荣美的家乡，而且是主耶稣他要亲自来接我们回去。
And the fundamental reason that the Lord Jesus asked not to worry is that he has prepared a home for us, and we do not have to run into that cycle of the pains and sickness and death, all those sorrows. And he has prepared a place and a heavenly home for us, and one day he will come and receive us to him.
我以前我的老牧师给我讲过一个小故事，我印象非常的深。我总是喜欢提到这个小故事。
And before our old pastor has told me a story and give me a very good impression, I always like to tell the story.
那么这个首先呢，就是这个就是有一个小男孩，他在这个沙滩上面，大海边上的沙滩上面，他在用沙子来搭一个城堡，他玩得非常的开心。他在这里有一天玩了一天，汗流满面，他很开心。
And a little boy was busy playing on the beach by the seashore, and he was busy building a castle, and he was very happy, and he has building that castle the whole day.
但是我们知道，那个沙子搭一个城堡，它一搞就垮了嘛，一搞就垮。有时候水稍微上来一点，把它冲掉了。所以这个小孩子一直重复，一直重复。看上去好像一直在做无用功，但是他很开心，他一点都不发脾气啊，也不烦躁，因为他很开心，一直就重复的搭建这个看上去总会垮掉的沙子城堡。
You know, if you build a castle, a sand castle on the beach, and it will always collapse with the water coming through, and but this little boy would just.Start it over and over again, even the castle collapsed, and he was very happy, and he was not angry at all.
就慢慢，哎，确实这个沙堡好像慢慢要搭成了，要建成了。
And it seems that this castle will appear, was going to be built.
他说另外呢，还有一个年轻人，在这个金融街的这个高楼的这个办公室里面。紧张着面对着电脑各种操作。
And another young man and in the a tall building in the office of a busy city center, and he was very busy with his work.
这个年轻人是一个投资人，哇，他正在密切的关注这个股市的这个曲线的变化，然后做各种买出卖出，哇，非常的兴致勃勃来做这件事情。
And this young man was an investor, and he was busy just looking at the stock curves on the screen, and he was busy doing those buy and sell of those stocks.
眼睛里放着光，然后这个就是全神贯注、兴高采烈、聚精会神来看着这个股市的曲线，然后买出卖出，津津有味做这件事情一整天。
And this young man, his eyes glitters, and the whole day, and he was just very carefully and concentrated on those buying and selling of the stocks, and looking at the curves, stock curves on the screen, and the whole day he was just being doing all those things.
然后这边这个电脑上一个窗口是他的银行的这个账户上的这个余额，那个数字曲线咚咚咚咚咚一直在上升。这个年轻人就看见他梦想中的城堡，马上就搭成了，马上就搭成了。
And one of the computer screens was his the sum of his income, and he saw that number rising, and in his mind he saw that the castle he was going to be built appears to be at hand.
然后到了那天傍晚的时候，在那个海滩上面，有人就说：“哎呀，你看，哇，这个潮水又来了，赶紧走，赶紧走。”
And by the night, on the beach, people shouted that it's the high tide, let's go back.
然后那个小孩子一看啊，潮水来了，就站起来，抓住他爸爸的手。就开开心心的往回走，然后潮水一上来，把他所搭建的城堡完全冲没了。
And the little boy saw that the high tide is here, and he just stood up and grasped his father's hands and went back home. And he saw that the tide is coming up and swallowed his castle.
但这个小孩子呢，就一点不伤心，一点不难过。他说：“哎，爸爸，我今天很开心，我们回家吧。”
And this little boy was not upset at all, and he happily said to his father, "Dad, I'm very happy today. Let's go home."
当然是那个办公室里那个金融街高楼办公室那个年轻人，哇，潮水一来了，所有电脑上的曲线冲下全部下去了。
But in the office of that tall building, that young man, when the tide really comes and all those curves dropping down.
然后这个年轻人慢慢的站起来，环顾四周，打开窗户，跳下去了。
And this young man stood up slowly and looked around and opened the window and jumped off.
为什么这么大不同呢？
Why was there so much difference?
两个搭建城堡的人。
Two different people who were building castles.
都在搭建心中的城堡。
They were all building the castles in their mind.
经历过无数次的失败，但他们还是继续，不放弃，不灰心。
They have experienced numerous failures, but they were not discouraged, and they keep on going.
但是到最后，当城堡倒塌的时候，结局就完全不同了。
But at last, when the castle collapsed, and the end is different.
这个根本的差别就是，你有没有家，你可以回。
The fundamental reason is that whether you have a home to go.
或者说。你有没有一个父亲的手，你可以拉住
？Oh, we can see whether you have a hand of a father that you can grasp.
感谢神，主耶稣基督告诉我们，我们每一个人是有家的人。
Praise the Lord that Lord Jesus told us that every one of us have a home to go.
你可以在这个世界上面，你兴致勃勃地去玩你的游戏，但是你千万不要忘记，当游戏结束的时候，你是可以回家的人。
You can in this world and play your games and play your life and but remember that when all this ends and you have a home to go.
当然了，我们在这个世界上玩着各种各样的游戏，我们的基督徒跟世人的动机和原因是完全不同的。
Of course, and all those different games we play in this world, for us Christians, our motives and purposes are different.
当然我们在这里不去讨论这个世界上各种游戏基督徒该怎么玩，但是我们要知道，这我们在世上是寄居的，这不过是一场游戏，我们是可以回家的人。
We will not talk about how Christians play the games in this world, but we should know that we are strangers in this world. We have a home, and in the end, we will go home.
那么有一本非常非常好的书《天路历程》，这是全世界销量仅次于圣经的书。
And there's a very good book, The Pilgrim's Progress, and this is a very good book, and the selling the point is just less than the Bible.
然后在《天路历程》的十五章呢，这里描述了基督徒陷入一个非常绝望的时刻。这个书里的主人公就叫基督徒。
And in the 15th chapter of that book, and the main character of the book called Christian, his name is Christian, he has fell into a very desperated situation.
他被巨人呐，关到这个绝望城堡里面去了。这个城堡就叫绝望城堡，他被关进去了。
And he was trapped by a giant into this desperation castle.
然后跟他一起被关进去的呢，还有一个基督徒的朋友，叫做盼望。
And along with him, he was a friend of him, called Hopeful.
然后这个基督徒在这个绝望的这个城堡里面，在这个牢房里面，哎呀，非常非常的痛苦，活不下去了，哎呀，我没有办法坚持了，我就是想自杀了。
And this desperation dungeon and this Christian just couldn't bear that torture, and he wanted to commit suicide.
然后这个时候，盼望就对基督徒说：“他说，我的弟兄啊，无论如何我们要坚持啊，因为神告诉我们，我们不能杀人呐。”
And Hopeful said to Christian that, "A brother, that anyway we have to be patient and to endure, and because God said that we cannot murder."
然后我们自己也是人呐、啊，杀自己也是杀人呐、啊，我们不可以违背神的诫命呐、
啊。And we are human beings, and committing suicide is murder ourselves, and Christians should not murder.
啊，这个基督徒说，哎，好好好，但是过一段时间他又非常的忧伤，然后这个探望就告诉他，你回想，你回想。你以前经历了那么多的挫折，那么多的苦难，你不都过来了吗？这一次你还是要坚持啊。
And the Christian heard the words of the hopeful, and he was calmed. But while later, and he became troubled again. And the hopeful said to him, "Brother, you should recall all those difficulties and the troubles you have experienced before, and the Lord had delivered you out of those things. Remember all those things, and this time the Lord will help you again."
然后这个基督就说，哎呀，他说是的，是的，我以前呢经历过那些事情，神都带领我过来了。他又好了两天，不过过一段时间他又说，哎呀，我不行了，不行了，上帝这一次会不会像以前那样，我不知道。
andYes, when he heard Hopeful's words, he said, yes, God has delivered me out of those difficult situations. Yes, and he was better for a couple of days. But while later, and he became desperated again, he said that about this time, God may not help me.
然后这时候盼望对基督徒来说没话，就暂别不没有讲什么。他说，那这样吧，那我们就祷告吧，我们整夜祷告。
And hopeful this time he didn't say something. He said, "Let's pray, brothers. Let's keep praying."
然后当他们整夜祷告的时候，当天刚刚要黎明的时候，这个基督徒突然就像一个受惊的小孩，就大声呼喊。
And when they prayed all night until the break of the day, and suddenly the Christian cried out, very surprised. And
然后他说，哎呀。我真是个大傻瓜呀，我的主人曾经给我一把钥匙，这个钥匙可以打开所有的门，我一直就忘记了。
He said, what a fool I am. My master has given me a key, and the key can open all doors, but I forgot.
他这把钥匙叫应许的钥匙。
This key is called the key of promise.
后来这个基督徒就把这个应许的钥匙打开，就把这个绝望城堡的门打开，他就出去了。
And then Christian took out this key of promise and opened the door of this desperation castle, and they went out.
当然我们知道这是一个遇到的一个故事。
And we all know that it's a kind of a story or parable.
但是事实上讲出一个圣经中的真理，我们是有应许的人。
And but it tells us a truth in the Bible is that we are people of that we have the promises.
上帝给了我们一把可以打开任何门的钥匙，就是这个应许。但是我们常常忘记了。
God has given us a key that we can the key of promise to open all doors, but we always forget this.
好，我们一起来读约翰福音十四章的第一节到第三节，我们大家可以坐着来读。
Let's just read it again, John 14:1-3.
约翰福音十四章一节起，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我们就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里，叫你们也在那里。耶稣基督用非常感情非常强烈的话说，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
Lord Jesus has told us with strong emotions that ifIt were not so, I have already told you.
这个耶稣意思就是你们一定要信呐、啊，一定要信呐、啊！我告诉你们，不是谎言。他说，如果不是这样的话，我会给你们说的。
Lord Jesus was actually saying that you should believe. You should believe. I'm not telling you a lie. If it's not so, I have told you.
然后耶稣还说，就必再来接你们，必定的，一定的。
And Lord Jesus said that I will come again to receive you, and He will come. That's a sure thing.
应许，这就是应许。
That is a promise.
这就是我们打开一切绝望城堡的门的钥匙。
That's a key to open all the doors of the desperation castle.
这就是耶稣说的，我们信神也当信他，信他给我们的这个应许。
That's what Jesus said, that you believe in God and you believe in Him. That is to believe the promises He's given us.
啊，我们人呢，常常的在这个世界上有各种忧愁。
And we as human beings, we have a lot of sorrows and troubles in this world.
我们偶尔也会回想起一些快乐的日子，但这些快乐的日子都过去了，越想越忧伤，越想越忧伤。
And occasionally we record some happy days, but those happy days have passed, and the more we think about them, we are more sorrowful.
但是耶稣让我们想想将来，想想永恒，想想他为我们预备的那个地方。
And Jesus asked to think about the future, think about the places he prepares for us.
这是应许的钥匙。
That is the key of promise.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and read the scripture in the Bible.
我们一起来读启示录的21章第一节到第五节和22章的第20节。
Let's read Revelation 21:1-5 and chapter 22 verse 20.
好，启示录21章一节起，我又看见一个新天新地。因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的，证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Word become flesh came this, to this world.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上担负世人的罪，牺牲他自己作为赎罪祭。
And thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, bore a punishment, bore our sins on the cross, and sacrificed himself as a redemption.
感谢主耶稣基督给我们这得救的信心，让我们凡是信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就罪得赦免。
I thank the Lord Jesus giving us the saving faith, and by believing what Jesus have accomplished, and our sins are forgiven.
感谢主耶稣基督受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活，如今在天上为我们预备家乡。
I thank the Lord Jesus died and buried and raised to life on the third day, and now he is preparing a heavenly home for us.
感谢主把这样的宝贵的应许借着圣经的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord Jesus has given this precious promise through the word of God.
让我们这在地上，在今天，在这个世界上，让我们可以不再忧愁。
So that in this world we'll no longer be troubled.
让我们不仅仅不是忧愁，让我们更是得着从神那里来的喜乐。
Not only we are not troubled, and we will gain the joy from God.
让这喜乐成为我们在这地上来见证神的名、来荣耀神的名的力量。
And may this joy become our strength to testify for God and to glorify God's name.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们谢谢冯涛弟兄的话语的分享。我记得有一首诗歌叫做《神未曾应许》，那这首诗歌是说，神未曾应许，天色常蓝，人生的路途花香常漫，然后最后讲到神却应许，生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得喜，试炼得恩恤，危难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。 I remember there's a Christian song. The title is God has not promised, and in the beginning it said God has not promised. We have blue sky and flower all over the path, and in the end it said God has promised. We have strength in our life, and there's light in our path, and God promised. He has forever patience and undying love. 那今天我没有选这首诗歌，但是我想那首诗歌应该是非常切合这个主题。我们来唱，继续来唱这一首《爱主更深》，我们来回应神的话。